Three mice have returned after 91 days aboard the International Space Station. It's the longest stretch in space for any non-human animal. New Scientist reporter Jessica Hamsalou wrote about these intrepid mice and what their travels reveal about how space travel and zero gravity affect physiology. Jessica Hamsalou, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Hi.
Hi. Among the notable changes in the physiology of the mice who returned from space was the size of the follicles of their thyroids. Now, what does that mean?
Well, we've all got a thyroid gland, and that produces hormones that control metabolism and how sensitive we are to other hormones. And the strange thing was about these mice in space is that their thyroids looked completely different to those that had been on Earth. And it seemed as though they were responding to hormone even at the end of the 3 months when they were quite a lot older. And that indicates to scientists that the thyroids aren't aging as they should be. They seem to almost be staying in this youthful state where they're still responding to hormone.
So that's a positive effect, the possible slow aging of the thyroid. But among negative effects, male fertility, what did the researchers find there?
Yes. So sadly, all these mice are male. And when they looked at the sperm of these mice, the ones that had been in space actually had 90% less sperm than the ones that had been on Earth, which suggests they're a lot less fertile. And that could be because the radiation in space is damaging the testes, or it could just be because there's no gravity pulling those the testes away from the body, and they're just not as cool as they should be.
Well, we do already know that microgravity, as you write about, means that weight-bearing bones and muscles get very little use in space, which can lead to atrophy in muscles and more permanent weakening and breakdown, actually, of the bone. Tell us about how researchers are attempting to combat this.
So this is a little experiment that they did where they originally sent up six mice. Unfortunately, three of them made it back. But half of the mice had their genes altered slightly. So they made more of a protein that's involved in bone development. And those mice seemed to only lose 3% of their bone, whereas the other mice lost about 42% of their bone. So it seemed to be protecting them, this extra protein seems to be protecting their bones from being broken down.
Let's get back to muscle loss, though. It turns out that what they're called the slow twitch muscles, those which help maintain posture as opposed to the fast twitch, which I guess are for reaction, you know, for sprinting, are particularly vulnerable over time in microgravity situations. Did the space mice experience similar breakdown?
Yes, they did. So with the slow twitch muscles, they lost about a third of the muscle volume, which is quite significant. And this is the same kind of muscle loss that we see in people who aren't moving their muscles. It's, for example, people who are laid up in hospital. But the positive thing is that they didn't see this loss seem to happen within a few weeks, and then it kind of stopped getting worse, which is kind of good news for astronauts planning long trips into space, because maybe it'll only get bad to a point and then kind of level off.
It's interesting, Jessica, studies of how space travel affects physiology. This applies to a very narrow slice of the human population now. So do studies of space mice signal that there's a trajectory of far more humans being in space in future? Is that what's behind this?
At the moment, some researchers are planning for human astronauts to journey to Mars, and those kinds of trips will be 450-day long round trips, something around that. So we need to start understanding what the long-term consequences of being exposed to space conditions will be on the body and how we can protect astronauts. But also humans on Earth, as we said, people who are maybe resting and not moving, or people who are exposed to radiation as cancer treatment or things like that. It's just useful for us to know what's going on in the body and how we can start to use that information to protect people.
I'm wondering, three space mice came back. How many went up?
Yeah, so there were six mice that originally went up, but sadly three of them didn't make it back. Well, they came back, but they weren't alive.
It's a mouse sacrifice. Well, I want to thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.
Jessica Hamslew, reporter for New Scientist. You can read more about the travels of these maestronauts by linking to her article. It's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we are also at Word of Mouth on Facebook and on Twitter.